This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. There is a budget. For the first time in more than 2 years, Illinoisans wake up today with a budget plan. It also includes a tax increase. There have been a lot of votes over the last 10 days or so, so we thought we'd talk about them with the interim director of the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute and host of Illinois Lawmakers on Public TV. That's Jack Titchener. Jack, thanks for coming in.
Good to be here.
We talked to you earlier this week when the votes started happening about this budget that came through after the fiscal year had started.
Right.
Now, the votes came through, the governor vetoed, and both the House and the Senate overrode those vetoes.
With only enough votes to actually do this, the 71-42 vote basically there was nothing to spare. 71, of course, is a supermajority in the Illinois House of Representatives. In the Senate, that's 36, the bare minimum, but the governor was overridden. The emotions in Springfield running very, very high. We've heard about death threats to lawmakers and a lot of things that we can't say on public radio in terms of what some of the language that's been used. But at the end of the day, there was a bit of triumph in certain quarters, anger in others, and overall a sense of just exhaustion on the part of the legislature and particularly the staff that's been there for weeks as this thing has dragged out, not to mention over the last 2 years that the state has been without a budget.
It's certainly been a long time coming with social service agencies, education, lots of these groups and organizations that carry out the state's business really hurting as
yes,
a part
indeed.
Of this impasse.
I talked to Greg Harris, who is a Chicago Democrat who's led a lot of Speaker Madigan's budget negotiations over the last couple of years, and kind of the chief architect on the numbers side for the House Democrats yesterday, and said, Greg, after all of this time, after the 2 years and all of the things that have happened, was this worth it? And he said, no, absolutely not. Because of the amount of pain that's been inflicted on people, Greg Harris is the the House Appropriations Chair for Human Services, so he's heard a lot of the horror stories from the social safety net agencies that have been closing down, who couldn't see people, lots of folks who couldn't get the services that they desperately need. So he's been particularly attuned to that. But you also heard that from some of the House Republicans yesterday in the debate, who have state universities in their backyards. That was a critical voting block. If you look at the number of House Republicans who put this over the top by working with this very fragile coalition with the House Democrats, it was very interesting. Steve Anderson from Geneva, who doesn't necessarily have a state university's backyard, but he said, I'll take the death threats and the slings and arrows for the last couple of days, because it's nothing by comparison to what the people of the state of Illinois have been suffering the last couple of years because of this budget impasse. And it was very interesting. On the program tonight, we'll be talking with Terry Bryant from Murfreesboro, one of the House Republicans who voted for the override. We'll also talk with State Representative Will Davis, who led the House Democratic Caucus yesterday in the discussions as the veto override approached. We'll have the new Senate Republican leader, Bill Brady from Bloomington, on there. Obviously, he's concerned that the business reforms didn't find their way into the final package. And I should note that this isn't over yet. We have a lot of things still to be done. Property tax relief is probably still out there as a distinct possibility. It's still being talked about. K-12 school funding reform, the evidence-based model is part of actually the legislation that will appropriate the dollars for our K-12 schools. That hasn't been settled yet. The governor, of course, has said he's going to veto Senate Bill 1, so that has to be discussed in the next few weeks, because it won't be very long before schools will be opening, and that is a critical part of that K-12 appropriations language.
So lawmakers may be done with this aspect of it, but they're certainly not done with all of it.
Oh, no, not at all. Speaker Madigan, when he took the floor after the vote yesterday, said, take some time off, rest up, but we're not done yet. We're coming back. We have a lot of things to do. The discussions continue on issues like the workers' compensation reform, procurement reform is still there. Pension reform is actually in part of this. There's a new Tier 3 system, but there's a lot that still remains to be done. A lot of heavy lifting on the part of lawmakers in weeks to come.
Sure. Illinois Lawmakers airs this evening at 7:30 on WSIU-TV. Jack Titchener is the interim director of the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute at SIU Carbondale. Jack, just about 30 seconds or so remaining, but I wanted to ask you, any potential landmines, things that lawmakers are already worried about?
I think at this point, the one that has got a lot of people's attention is the possibility of the rollback of the Medicaid expansion and what that would mean to Illinois, because we have 650,000 Illinoisans who are covered under Medicaid, under the Affordable Care Act, and so there are a lot of people watching what takes place on Capitol Hill in the next few months with the potential repeal and replacement of Obamacare.
All right. Jack Titchener, thanks very much.
Thank you very much for having me.